Glenn Robbins right now, of course, a podcaster of Somehow Related with Dave O'Neill, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah.
Joins us from, looks like the garage again.
He's inside his car, his garage, at one of his many homes. where are you coming to us from today, Glenn?
Yeah, that's right. I'm in the garage in the dark by myself. I'm wearing black, and it's kind of how I live most of my life. It's better doing it like this than sitting near a park or something or near a school or anything.
Sure.
I sit like this. And I come to you in a good frame of mind.
Do you?
Well, I'm not happy with you.
Okay.
You go first.
Well, I'll go first, Glenn, because listening once again to your podcast, Somehow Related, where you and Dave O'Neill attempt to find links between two seemingly disparate topics. Your previous episode was AFL and Cambridge University. What was the link there?
That was basically invented. A lot of the game was invented at Cambridge by someone.
That's bullshit. It was invented at Scotch College and Melbourne Grammar is where AFL was. Oh. And it was a sport designed to keep cricketers fit during winter as a winter sport. Okay. So I don't know where Cambridge came into it. You've been misinformed.
Yeah, if you want to take it up with Siri, it's up to you.
Well, I will.
But our history goes a little bit further. And if you want to find out the real answer, I dare say you should listen to the podcast. And no further debate about it.
If you do listen to the podcast, you'll hear this exchange, this offensive exchange between Glenn Robbins and Dave O'Neill. Have a listen.
Over the years, I've played golf with lots of different AFL players. And when they sit around after the game and they tell the stories, things that happened to them, it's absolutely fascinating. And I'm going, there's a TV show in this where people just, it's not about dressing up as women and being dickheads on TV. It's about telling the real stories that happened out there. The front bar came along and that's exactly what they're doing. They tell you what really happened.
The front bar stole your idea. That's all I'm hearing.
Well, you know what? I'm sure at some stage I've said to Mick Malloy, you know, you should do a show like that. And then I've looked at her, I turned around and they felt guilty and then put me on just because they realised it was my idea. But anyway.
I will sue you. Seriously. You will get a letter. You'll be served paces, Prince Andrew style. I will get you, find you, and sue you. How dare you?
I will have witnesses. I've said it to people time and time again. There's a show, TV show, would have happened like 10 years ago. I've said it to you probably in passing when we're playing golf, and it's gone into your conscious or subconscious, and you've gone, oh, here's an idea. Here's an idea for a TV show. We sit around and have a drink like I was doing on the golf trips and getting the stories out of the footballers like I was doing you weren't even playing golf when this was going on.
Well,
and now I wouldn't be saying this except you've had a go at me. I know I came on because you felt guilty, but that's all right. Mick, I'm giving it to you. It's a gift. Maybe at the end of the show, a little acknowledgement like created by Robbins or something like that.
Okay, the part of that story that doesn't ring true is that you're sitting around having drinks with footballers. Like, what part of that do you want to unpack first? But you had half a beer. After your appearance on the front bar, you had half a beer in our green room and nearly glassed someone. It's just not you're good at many things, but that's not your strong suit. Secondly, you've done this to me 100 times.
What do you mean?
Remember my Uncle Charlie character? I said, Glenn, look at Uncle Charlie. Hello, boys and girls. And I start doing the things with my hands. And next thing I turn on the telly and there's Uncle Arthur.
Well.
My outback character.
What was his name?
It was Kev McNackers. Kev McNackers. he used to go everywhere and pull his pants down and show his bottom a lot. And then all of a sudden, I see you and Working Dog have skybed off with another one of my great ideas.
What about, was it rumoured that you were to play Kel? I'm not sure. Were
Kathy Kim.
I was originally.
Were you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kel Day Evening.
What happened, Dave, was I heard that he'd nearly got the role.
Yeah.
I rang up and put on a voice
and
said I was the producer of the show and said, sadly, Mick, you've missed out. And then I rang up the girls and said, Mick Malloy, he's got a drinking problem. Don't employ him. And the rest is history, really. But that's a shame that you didn't get to play that character. Anyway,
Mick, quick sidebar. I had no idea. We were going through Melbourne tourist attractions the other day that no longer exist, and one of them is the Melbourne tram car.
The
restaurant tram.
Mm.
And it no longer exists, and people started ringing up going, they reckon it was because of the fight you and me had on the restaurant tram Do you remember that?
Yeah, I remember that. I gave it a bat and I threw you off the tram.
You threw me off the threw me off the tram. Yeah. We had a fight on the tram. I ended up on top of Kath at some stage, is how I remember. Kim was trying had the baggy green. I saw Bradman's baggy green. It ended in tears, but people were ringing up saying that was the end of the restaurant tram.
You know what was most impressive about that episode is when you did your own stunt work, when you came back, you got dropped off in the minibus. Remember?
Oh, that's right.
And you stepped off, the car was moving, and you went into a roll and then popped back up on your feet like a professional.
That's what I did. Yeah, we were doing all our own stunts back in those days. You can't take the top off a beer without a body double these days. Hang about, Glenn.
No worries.
We'll talk. I'm cross with you. We'll talk during the break, but when we come back...
I've got stuff on you.
Well, you've been
up. Oh,
no.
Okay. A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Malloy.
We're joined by Glenn Robbins right now.
So you've had a go, Mick.
Well, I have. I'm disappointed.
I'm taking it all on board. I take it on board, but I stand by what I said. Anyway, so I was doing a bit of research for when I come on your show.
Sure.
And I was asking around the office about you and Dave and just said, you know, I basically did what's known as a 360 report, where people do it willingly that they'll tell things about you, as long as it's anonymous. And I have got a list here, incredibly long. Yeah. We can go through it. I think it's your responsibility to respond to them, both of you.
I will.
Yeah, and I'll throw them out there, and I'll make no judgment.
So when did you do this, by the way? When did you do this?
Over the past, I come on every 2 or 3 weeks. In the past couple of weeks, I just did this. A couple of phone calls to the right people. And I can tell you now, there was an avalanche of stuff people wanted to say. So anyway, you're
fire away.
This is Mick. This is not Dave. Steals phone charges and never replaces or returns them. Mick.
Oh, Lord, that is true.
This office leaks like a sieve.
Well, I mean, if you just want to cop it on the chin, cop it on the chin.
Wait, there's a Telstra shop downstairs. We're a communications business.
Yes.
And I run a show.
Yes.
If you can't lend me a friggin' phone cord.
I think the problem was that you never gave it back.
Well, okay.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I did. I left it at Crown. If you want to go get it, it's a friggin' Crown and a bedside table.
No need to yell, no need to swear. Okay? This is good for your mental health, Mick, just to take it on board.
Yeah, well.
Okay. Doesn't know any of his past passwords.
That is absolutely true.
I don't know where you get. I do know where you're getting information from.
What's the point of having a password if you don't want to know?
Because I can't remember it, mate.
So everybody knows your password.
But how am I going to remember it? But everyone knows my passwords. Everyone knows the code to get into my house. Young James has my social security number, my Medicare number,
Medicare
and all
details.
My bank account details. Yeah. He hooked up my Uber Eats account.
He did. He knows everything.
Yeah, look, it's going well. And I'm striking a nerve. Okay. Never chips in on the Powerball.
Whitney.
I can tell this is getting through your defense. I am bowling slow balls outside off stump, and they're bowling you every time.
But whoever said that, it's libelous, and you will be getting a letter.
That's anonymous, mate. That's the idea of the 360.
Are you short of money? Where's the problem? Just reach into your wallet, give it to Whitney, and say, you know what? Pay for the whole year. Just do it one.
I do for everyone in this group, right? It feels like the least they can do is cover me for Powerball.
I just hope they win Powerball and you get no cut in will not stand up in court. Because I've said it publicly, you now don't have a court case if you take them on and you win Powerball, the others win Powerball. Doesn't read or respond to emails.
And that is true.
Wow, I mean,
how many unread emails? Look at your phone now. How many unread emails are on
right
your
phone? Right now?
Yeah.
I have 14,156 unread emails.
14,000?
That's nothing. Have a look at this. You know, my voicemail, 309 unanswered.
Okay. People are trying to get in contact with you, mate.
Yeah, well, get to the back of the queue, Toots. You know, there's only so many hours in the day. I don't have time for everyone. Make it important.
Okay, this is a double question. Number one, when you feel like something to eat, do you go and do it yourself? And number two, when someone gets you Vegemite on toast, do you actually complain about how the Vegemite is put on the toast? Do you actually stand up and go, you've made me this out of the goodness of your heart, and then you complain that the Vegemite's not put on properly?
Not if I've given them a photo first to show them how I like my Vegemite toast.
Mick did an interstate broadcast, Glenn. He was coming out of Brisbane or something like that, and there was instructions given to the producers interstate how to butter your toast.
A producer down here sent a screenshot to a producer in Brisbane Breakfast about just how to butter and how much Vegemite I like on my toast in the morning. Is that anything to do with me? Kings in the old days had food tasters. I don't make anyone taste it. I just show people how I want it prepared. It's like, here's one we prepared earlier.
If I was your lawyer right now, I would say it's best if you don't get on the stand, because the more you say, dig yourself into it. So burps inappropriately into the microphone.
Oh, yeah, and that he does, and that's been caught before. And farts as well.
Dave.
Well, you did it.
Can't say that on
times.
The radio. You can do it, but you can't say it. I've had enough. Put it away.
Right.
Can we get on to Dave?
No.
Well, let's go to a break and we'll consult the lawyers. And when we get back, you can do your 360, your little 360 on Dave.
Yeah.
Okay?
Right. Yep. This is Malloy on Triple M.
This is Malloy.
We are joined by Glenn
Do Dave.
Robbins.
Do Dave, Glenn.
Oh, there'd be nothing.
Did
on
you
me.
Do a 360 on Dave?
No, I'll do Dave. I'll do Dave. Hang on.
Tell us how it works. You ask around the office. People to
what do they like to work with? You ask them a few questions,
yeah, sure.
And they say, "We will do it if it's anonymous." And Dave's has only just come through.
All right,
I've got it here.
Okay,
this will be good.
Dave,
yes,
what a gentleman!
Oh,
what a great man he is.
God.
Does a lot of work for charity. He's a lovable father.
Does a lot of work for charity. He rips off the charity box. There was a charity box sitting on the counter, Glenn, that had money for kids, chocolates for kids. He saw that there was too much money in there, whipped a fiver out. He ripped off kids.
It was above the float. That was all excess. You know, the kids didn't need that. That was courier money.
He is a legend for putting up with Mick Malloy day in,
That's
day
beautiful.
Out. How he does that, I
Thank
do
you.
Not know.
That's really
He's
good.
Always gives a hug at the right time.
Thank you.
He gives a hug, and inappropriate. It's called inappropriate touching of female members of staff.
I'm loving this 360. This is really good.
He's the sort of guy that everyone needs in their life. Thank God he's out there. There should be more people like him.
Oh,
we
man.
Are thinking about not nominating him for Australian of the Year. See, that's a good one. Australian of the Year. The radio, they're nominating him for the Radio Hall of Fame.
Oh, thanks,
Radio
guys.
Hall of Fame. But he got beaten by Melissa Doyle. He got beaten by Melissa Doyle. Took him to the cleaners. And what was the award?
Yeah, so it was the best. I meant to bring this up again. It was the best music personality category. And Glenn, I was doing 4 hours a day, workday radio, 5 days a week. She did a 1 hour pre-recorded show on Smooth FM and took the jockeys.
And he's gotten over. As for Australian of the Year, I'd vote for Ivan Milat before I voted for Dave. This is unbelievable.
That's good feedback. I appreciate that, guys. That's really nice.
Dave, does that help you? Is that sort
That's
of focus
really good.
You? Does that give you some sort of direction?
That's great, yeah.
Do something for me again. Do something for me. Have you got something good?
I've got other stuff on you. Loses pens and abuses other people for losing his
people
pen.
People steal them. They actually come in, where I leave them, they magically disappear and then reappear when someone realizes that they've stolen them.
This is all good. This is all really good stuff.
You
it's true.
It's really good stuff. It's really good stuff.
There's going to be a 360. There's going to be a Glenn Robbins 360 the minute I get off air today.
One question I said to everybody, I said, even though you feel all those things, deep down, do you love him? And they all said, no, not really.
All right, you've been listening to the incoherent rantings, psychobabble of Glenn Robbins. The podcast, somehow related,
so good.
Is up soon. Made a very powerful enemy today. All of you, see me in my office, wherever that is.